The Thompson Okanagan Lakers are facing their first test of adversity at the ESO Cup. The Canadian Women's Under-18 Hockey Club Championship, hosted in Vernon, is now 3 days in, and the host Lakers suffered their first defeat in weeks. After winning the BCEHL Club Championship back in early April, the Lakers defeated Northern Subway Selects of Nova Scotia, 2-0 on Sunday to kick off the national championship. Then, on Monday, they bested Alberta's Edmonton Junior Oilers, 3-2. On Tuesday, they fell 5-0 to the North York Storm. Monday's game against the Oilers began with teams trading goals in the first period. The Lakers scored on a power play in the second from Mina Bott, and Lily Roberts scored her second of the game 10 minutes later. A late tripping call in the third saw the Oilers strike on the power play to come to within one with just 30 seconds left, but it was too little too late. The Lakers were outshot heavily, 37-13, as Reese Sliskovich put on a stellar goaltending performance in the win. On a Tuesday matinee, Okanagan was humbled by the powerful North York team out of Toronto. The Storm scored 4 times in the opening frame, en route to a dominant 19-2 shot differential. The Lakers were able to generate more offensive opportunities in the latter 2 frames, but the Storm padded their lead in the second to go up for good, 5-0. Lakers goalie Denali Forsyth was barraged for 51 shots, while North York's Bridget Armatis got the shutout, stopping all 25 faced. Olivia Vansickle scored twice for the Storm in the victory. The Lakers were down a player 8 times in the game, and North York was able to score on the power play 3 times. Now at 2:01, the Lakers have 2 more round-robin games, on Wednesday, April 24 against the 1:01 Regina Rebels and Thursday against the Quebec champion, 0-0-3, L'Intrépide de l'Outaouais. Lakers sit second in the 6-team standings, with the top 4 advancing to the semifinals, which begin Friday, April 26. Read more. Host Thompson Okanagan Lakers blank Atlantic champs in Vernon. Read more. Vernon Recreation Services fine at first aid.